South Dakota has buried its seventh service member killed in Iraq. Marine Lance Corporal Jeremy Bowman was killed in Ramadi earlier this month. Kurt Nickish of South Dakota Public Radio reports from this Marine's hometown of Sioux Falls.
It wasn't Jeremy Bowman's turn to be out on patrol in a light armored vehicle when he was killed, but he'd volunteered to fill in for another LAV crewman who needed rest. Jeremy's stepdad says that was just like him. Brad Bolt is standing at his dining room table, where photos of the smiling Marines surround keepsakes from Jeremy's first tour in Iraq during the invasion.
He brought, if I can show you some.
Bolt picks up glass goblets. They're desert brown, painted with the lilt of Arabic script in blue, a gift Jeremy brought back for his mom.
And he had a picture of all his belongings in the driver's compartment of an LAV. That's incredible that a kid would be thinking of everybody else while he's in harm's way, or at least carry on warfare.
Friends from high school remember Jeremy Bowman that way, too. If somebody needed a ride, he was always there in his beat-up 1968 Ford Mustang.
Come get your car washed!
Seven of Jeremy's friends washed cars last week to try to pay for their road trip to California for his funeral outside his home Marine Corps base. During a break between cars, Natasha Gallegos remembered how clumsy he was. His awkward moves on the dance floor earned him the nickname Monster Mash.
He was goofy. I mean, I don't know any other word but goofy. He always had a smile on his face. You couldn't hold that smile from coming to your face.
Another friend, Don DeBoer, was surprised when Bowman said he wanted to join the Marines.
If you knew Jeremy, he didn't get up till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If we weren't there banging on his door or waking him up out of the bed to go to school, he couldn't get up. And I mean, then he's like, I'm going to be in the Marine Corps. I'm like, do you know you get up at 4 in the morning? Yeah? Okay. You know?
Back at his parents' house in Sioux Falls, red, white, and blue wind chimes tangle in the backyard breeze. His stepdad, Brad Bolt, is cleaning out the pool with a pump. It's where Jeremy loved to play volleyball with his cousins at the annual family gathering over the 4th of July. Bolt says this year will be different.
Just the fact that we don't have him anymore. I guess there wouldn't be a 4th of July to celebrate if somebody hadn't sacrificed their lives, you know. Too bad Jeremy had to be one.
Corporal Jeremy Bowman will be remembered in a memorial service here in his hometown tomorrow morning. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickish in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.